Hey everyone, Connor here.
And Gabe.
Welcome to Science Unscripted. Look, right now in times of coronavirus, you should be thinking about music in two different ways or two different categories. There's music you want to sit and listen to and enjoy. Let's say orchestral music, or you've gone to a concert if you're lucky. And then there's music that plays in the background, and that is very different.
There is a certain way you should be listening to background music. We went and spoke to a German expert on airflow in Munich about just that.
Science Unscripted.
Yeah, hi, my name is Christian Kehler. I'm professor for aerodynamics and fluid mechanics at the Bundeswehr University in Munich, here in Germany. And we are studying turbulent flows or all kinds of flows with laser-based measurement technique for more than 25 years.
Christian, we are in a lab right now in a military complex here in Munich, in Bavaria. Munich is also where the Oktoberfest, now canceled for this year, would usually happen. And you've identified a risk I'd never even thought of with an event like that. Can you talk about the risk of music being loud?
Yeah, we studied basically singing and instrument, how dangerous these instruments are and how dangerous singing is. And according to our measurements, it turns out that actually singing and playing wind instruments is not that dangerous, by far less dangerous than the people think. But when you are in a room with many people and the music is very loud, then it matters if you are really paying attention to the music or if this is something running on the side you're not so much interested in.
Gabe and I have been to Oktoberfest for Deutsche Welle. We were reporting there. There's a huge brass band, pandemonium. You could hardly hear each other talk. Why is that noise, that loudness, a problem in the time of coronavirus? What's the issue?
Yeah, the issue is if you want to talk to somebody else, and then you cannot do that because it's so loud in the environment. So what do you do? Well, it's pretty simple. You start raising your voice, and what you do as well is, of course, you are getting closer together. Both is really, really dangerous.
So it's not only that there are so many people in the tents, it's that it's so loud, and then you have to get even closer.
Game!
Connor! So you're just pretty much spraying the person next to you with potentially viruses, right?
I would say there are two aspects you have to take into account. If you're really interested in the music, you're listening to the music, no matter how loud it is, and you're not talking to other people. But, you know, when you're sitting in a bar, when you're sitting in the Oktoberfest, you're not so much interested in the music. It's just something, you know, playing on the side. You really want to talk to the people. You want to chat. And what you are doing when the noise of the instruments is in the background, you raise your loudness and you are getting closer, and that's really, really dangerous.
So on the one hand, you're closer, and on the other hand, you're louder. When I speak louder, like if I yell at Connor right now...
He does that a lot.
Am I spraying more aerosols? Or could possibly more viruses be thrust upon his face in that moment because I'm speaking loud?
That's exactly the point, and this is really, really important. So the loudness matters quite a lot in the number of particles you are spraying out. This is really an issue. And also the size of the particles. The larger the particles, the more virus can sit on the particles, the more dangerous it is. So loudness really matters.
With restaurants, cafes, bars around the world reopening right now after closing down, what is the recommendation in your report? Music off? Music quiet? Something in between. What's the recommendation?
Yeah, music doesn't hurt, so it can be switched on, of course, but it has to be quiet. It has to play in the background so that the people can talk, that the people can chat, and then it's safe. If the music is too loud, then we have social misbehavior. We are getting closer, we are getting louder, and all this is very dangerous.
In terms of a decibel level, or could you tell me, should I speak softer in general? I don't know if I could control the volume of my voice. Should I speak softer?
It's not that easy because it depends on the person, as we all know. But it also depends if you're infected or not. This is also known from a scientific paper. So when you have a kind of infection, you may produce larger particles, more particles. So it's not that simple that it's just the noise.
That was Christian Kehler in Munich. He's an expert on fluid mechanics and aerodynamics. I love saying that.
Fluid mechanics,
fluid mechanics and aerodynamics.
With restaurants reopening, with gatherings, maybe grill parties, barbecues happening, one takeaway here, keep the music down.
Science Unscripted.